The financials that we're presenting here, I've reviewed them, and hopefully all of you have had a chance to review for the past 2 months. And if you don't have any questions, I would suggest we approve them at this point.
Steve, can I take that as a motion?
Yes, motion to approve.
Do I have a second?
I'll second. Lauren Wisely.
If there's no further discussion, all those in favor, aye?
I just want to point out a couple of quick things, just real quick.
Alan Stafford.
Yeah, Alan Stafford, sorry. There may be questions. On page two, remember, I always point out that we should be around a certain percentage?
Yes.
At this time, we should probably be around 16%.
Yes.
The ones that are above, near the bottom, those are things we buy at the beginning of the year to make sure we have them on hand. All the technology, the textbooks, the materials. On page four, association and conference fees is way above what it should be. That's our IB, annual IB fee. It's paid upfront. It's not spread throughout the year. On page five, custodial supplies is at 58%. We have pre-purchased to get a big discount the majority of what we need for the entire year. So that number shouldn't go up as you know, hopefully not. Now, that also includes money for the pool, and we have no idea how much that's going to be. And we have bought nothing for the pool yet. Same thing with instructional supplies. The section at the bottom where it says total equipment, where there's a 527%, that was the section that Tim was referring to, where the state mid-year last year, it was actually in October or November, not in May, where they changed that any single item under 5,000 now becomes a supply. It's no longer equipment and capital.
Right.
So we had to change our coding system, and we're still working that out.
Okay.
If we need to recode the one that's under operating supplies because it's so high, we'll put it in the appropriate thing.
Okay.
And that's about it. Those are the few things that would have jumped out to me. But as Steve said, we are working on a different format. I think it's important that you see this at least quarterly, the entire packet, just so there's the transparency that we really want to have with you all.
Yeah, I think, to be clear, Alan and I haven't really had a chance to dialogue live on it. We've been exchanging emails, but I think we'll continue to distribute this to the board. And all these things so that, you know, you have the data behind it, but I think the formats that we share in the meetings might be a little bit different and just highlight the areas of concern, that's all. Mm-hmm. It won't change the underlying data and what we supply.
Okay, we have a motion, we have a second. Any discussion further?
I think we need two. I think we need one for the July report.
Okay.
And then one for the August report, since we didn't have these reports available.
Correct.
During our July. We didn't meet in August.
Okay. So Steve is motioning on July.
Okay.
I was motioning on year to date. I didn't know we needed a separate motion, so I'll amend my motion. Steve Berg motioning to accept the July and August financials as presented.
That'll work.
Okay, and I'll second that.
Further discussion? Not hearing. Any further discussion? All those in favor, aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? So moved, July and August. Thank you. Sussex Academy Foundation, certainly Joe and I attend, Denise Westbrook, and we did have a meeting. The gist of the foundation meeting was the status of where we are in terms of projects, grounds, etc. here at the school. It also was talking about a little more brainstorming think tank about where we're headed next, kind of taking into how would the foundation best serve the school moving forward once grounds, facilities, fundraising, the phases start to tailor off. So there will be continuing discussion surrounding that. We also spoke about graduation, which was kind of exciting. And I'll just say stay tuned on that. But that probably sums it up. All right, moving into committee reports. For those who were not on the board last year, the process that we utilize for the committee reports, if you happen to be the chair of the respective committee, we prefer that a summary of what has occurred from 1 month to the next, or in essence, board meeting to board meeting, be submitted to Andrea, preferably a week before our board meeting, but it's going to depend on when your committees are meeting. And then that way, Andrea can go ahead and disseminate the reports. You review those prior to coming here. If there's anything that's really pressing that you want to share in person, we'll take the time to do that. Or if there's any questions about what you've read, we would take the time to do that. But we're just trying to be a bit more efficient. And I think that worked really well last year, so I propose that we continue that. Again, this being the first one to kick off the academic year, we want to ensure that we have chairs represented on each committee. So as we look at it now, and if anything changes, let me know. Finance is Steve. Recognition, Jen had requested. Outreach, now I had Shanta. Right? It was Lauren. It was it Lauren, or
yeah,
was it? Because I think is Shanta on
yep,
outreach?
I'm on it.
You're on outreach, but it is Lauren mm-hmm. who's the chair. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Building and grounds, of course, Joe. Program development, now I had done that, but I don't know if Chris Moody, mm-hmm. if you would want to go ahead and take that on. I think it's appropriate. It's curriculum. It's
yeah.
really working with Trish.
That's fine.
You don't have to.
That's fine.
Athletics is Marty. That will continue. Legislative, which is our advocacy, Jen had agreed to chair that. And governance.
Thanks, Susie.
I don't know if Susie's going to continue that or if.
Oh, okay. So you're just calling policy governance?
Correct.
Now? Correct. Susie Mitchell, sorry.
Correct. Yes.
All right. Yes. I'll stay there.
We had approved that.
Over. Who was legislator, Jen?
It was Jen.
Yes, Jen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Jen's
now
not.
It's
yes.
Jen.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And then governance, Susie. So that being said, certainly reach out to your membership. If your membership has changed, this went out to all of us in July. Okay. So what we'll do, if you will either reach out to your membership if you haven't met already. Has everybody met? Has everybody had the opportunity to convene? Okay, so you may have a good handle on who your members are. If anybody needs additional members, how about that? Could you let me know if you're seeking additional committee members? Certainly always the more the merrier. But I just want to have our committee membership list updated. So that's in essence what I'm seeking.
Do you need a list? Or do you have?
I think it'd be nice to have.
All right. How about if Andrea sends one to everybody? She sends you.
I don't have an updated list.
Not an updated one. Send them the old list.
Yeah.
So they can get it updated.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be great.
One from 2000.
So they can do their job.
Okay.
We'll get you people. I have no committee members.
We'll get you people.
That's all right.
All right, so now that we have the leadership taken care of, is there anything from the reports of the committees that need to be highlighted? And if we just go through executive, finance.
I would just like to, one thing about finance, this is Alan Stafford, that the online training, as far as I'm aware, is still not available, but new board members are required to participate in finance training. It was given live, and various parts of the state, but never, of course, in Sussex County. So they do have done, they're working on it online. As soon as it's available, I'll send out the information.
This is Shanta Wilkinson. I attended the DSBA Charter School Boot Camp, and we did a financial training section there. I believe that covered it. We had a section on financial training and then a special section on special education.
Mm-hmm. Was that here?
That was in Dover.
Okay.
Did they give you a certificate or
yes.
anything?
Yes, so I'll bring that in and I'll scan it to you, and then you can take a look and okay. see. But I think that did cover it, but I'm not sure. If not, I don't have a problem, you know, attending another one.
Recognition, I don't have anything to report. I mean, I'm working with Jen on this. I do want to just simply bring up, I'm going to speak when Denise Westbrook, I'm going to speak when Jen returns. I brought up to Trish, amidst all of the construction and preparation and planning and grounds and kind of those quiet behind the scenes individuals who continue day to day to get it done, and we come to the school and it always looks beautiful and immaculate and clean. You don't see dust or boot marks or flying pieces of insulation. And in light of that, it kind of took me back to, I think we need, in some way, need to take the opportunity to recognize the individuals who have made that happen. I don't take that lightly as an easy job to continue to have a facility that can show so beautifully, not only inside what the students and the faculty are doing, but also the outside. And that's a lot of work. And kind of Marco certainly comes to mind, and he and his leadership and what has occurred. So I just want you to know that I'm going to speak to Jen and kind of think what recognition committee could do to publicly acknowledge that accomplishment. And if anybody certainly has any other thoughts or suggestions, please don't ever hesitate to let us know, because I don't want that to be taken advantage of. It's a big deal. I mean, we know what it's like just to build our own house, let alone take on this and still have 700 some people walking through all the time and making it so overwhelmingly presentable. Okay.
I'd
go ahead.
Suggest Debbie for that committee also.
Okay.
No, just because she's
she's very
attuned to those types
yes.
of things.
Okay,
and when
perfect.
She does our Sunshine Committee, and if someone's leaving the staff for some reason or another, she comes out with the most creative ideas of what
great.
To do, because she really is in tune to what people enjoy.
And I would love that. Thank you so much. Thanks, Alan.
Thanks, Alan.
Outreach.
Outreach, I was just going to say that we met yesterday, and one of the things are we have a database building about community outreach and contact. So if anybody has anything that they have a contact with, or any agency or church or any kind of organization they think that we should do outreach with, a community group, just email me and I'll add it to this list. And then I'm also going to have a volunteer sort of sign-up sheet that is going to go through the outreach committee for people to try to make personal contacts, just instead of just mailing flyers, which we will also do, try to do a face-to-face or phone calls and things like that. So obviously, if anybody knows anybody within our school community that has these contacts,
mm-hmm.
that would be preferable.
Okay.
Than just like a stranger calling. So
I know Anna is not here this evening, Vargas.
Mm-hmm.
However, she would like to be involved, so if you will include her
sure.
on the communication.
Mm-hmm.
She's really tied to our Hispanic community
yeah.
and is really excited about kind of branching
great.
Out in that direction.
Yeah,
because so
we got
to
do that now that it's application season. It's
yeah,
fun. That's very
that'd be great.
So. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Thanks, Lauren. Building and grounds, no. Program, no. Marty, anything?
There's a report
highlight?
That Steve Bastianelli just kind of put what's going on with the different sports up to date. And Last night, we were talking about it before the meeting started. Last night, the JV field hockey team, which is all freshmen, only which two of the girls have played before, they won 8-0.
Oh, wow.
And the boys varsity soccer team went into double overtime with Cape and lost. It was 1-0. So it's coming together. We just get the outside finished up and everything will be moving along well.
And if you notice, the cross country, we have our first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. First home.
Oh,
how many teams
do we know
come to that? To 2, 3, 5, 9, 14? Now, usually you have four or five
three.
Teams.
Yeah. Usually it's three.
Okay.
It's usually try meets, try yeah. Whatever they are. Try races, try meets.
And the JV girls volley, no, the middle school girls volleyball team is playing right now.
And they're tied up.
And they're tied up.
One game, and they're in the third.
Who are they playing?
Oh, wow.
Delmar.
Delmar.
This is good.
Legislative, nothing to report at this time. Governance, nothing to report at this time.
That's right.
Old business, we do not have any old business.
Good.
New business. The Delaware Alliance for Nonprofit Advancement Certificates, I have and will distribute. So don't leave here until you get your certificates. That's when we had our board excellence training. And we, Trish and I, are also going to be doing some follow-up with them on September 30th as a result of all of the surveys that you have responded to and gathered. So we'll have more information about the continuation of any potential opportunities or needs in the next month. The Sussex Academy framework. So in late August, Trish had emailed the Sussex Academy framework to all of us for review. And I didn't print it out, but I have it electronically.
But another copy is in your packet.
Oh, okay.
It looks like It looks like yes.
Okay.
Starts with mission, vision, goals.
Yep, that's it.
Okay. Trish Oliver has a refresher in terms of what this document is. The school, in its early years, was an expeditionary learning school. As we have evolved with the addition of the high school, we have added the International Baccalaureate program. Over the course of time, expeditionary learning has also evolved. And in taking a look at our practices, we thought at the instructional and curriculum level, and just in terms of the school-wide model, we should refocus on what it is that we are doing and what do we find important about our work here. And with that, we had our instructional leadership team took a look at the middle years IB program. And it was determined that may be something we want to continue to look at over time. But in the interim, in getting ready to renew our charter, we thought it now time that we've come through this transition, and every year we've been in a transition, to get down on paper what it is that we are actually doing and what is our belief system, our philosophic basis, our mission about our school. And so with that, we have put in place, we have written a framework for our school operation. So that is what this document is. You will notice that we are wrapping ourselves around what's called the learner profile, which is from the International Baccalaureate. And at the beginning of the school year, even at the middle school level, we have had work on the learner profile. So the learner, we are looking for all of our students to have the attributes of the learner profile. We have said, okay, as students, what is it that we expect from our students? And then what is it that we expect from ourselves as the administrative staff and the teachers in the building? And so, again, this was sent out to you previously. I think it would be important that the board endorse this in moving forward, simply by acknowledging, agreeing, and endorsing this document.
And in terms of, I don't know, additional sharing with the students, you know, we have the purple wall in there with the profile on it. We're working with AdArt to create a different type of visual. It's a circle of puzzle pieces, and each piece has a different learner profile attribute on it and is a color that complements the new colors in the middle school wing. So we got the draft yesterday. It looks really nice. He's going to now superimpose it on picture of the wall that he took to show it's what it's going to look like when it's hanging there, and it'll be about 5 feet in diameter, so it'll be a nice size.
Before it comes in, before the walls come, we need to endorse.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. You've already really endorsed it by having the ID for
correct.
Yes,
but, you know, any additional comments or questions? So I propose that we do move forward in endorsing the Sussex Academy framework, as Trish has shared with us. I know my two kids have already come home talking about the attributes, so it's already taking effect and it's being woven throughout. So I think it's definitely a move in a positive direction in light of our acceptance of the IB program as it's in existence now. So all those in favor of supporting and endorsing this framework, please say aye.
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 Any opposed or abstained? Graduation. Well, I was gonna. So.
Oh, where you go?
Well,
yeah.
It might be one and the same.
Okay.
So I didn't know to do it under committee reports, but I thought, nah, it's new business. So I did want to. Propose two ad hoc committees in this year, one being graduation, a graduation committee. And we had already previously spoken about that, if not in the spring, it was over the summer. And I recall Jen and I desired to be on the graduation committee. Somebody else? Okay.
Is it? Clarify mm-hmm. for me. That's what the board is going to do.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. In light of representation on the foundation and being aware of potential opportunities for them to celebrate our graduating senior class in this year, I feel very strongly that the board would want to do the same. And I think we already shared that sentiment mm-hmm. previously. So if we could just kind of get couple people together to get things moving. However, anybody who has suggestions about how the board should go about recognizing the graduating class individually, together, however, please don't hesitate to share that with myself. Okay. So Jen, Denise, Chris, anybody else? Okay. I mean, that's fine. The other ad hoc committee.
Are you writing down the names?
The other ad hoc committee, human resources for this year. Jen and I are also on that. However, good.
Shanta.
Perfect. Thanks, Shanta.
No, that was it.
Yeah,
that was.
what D was. I'm trying to remember what D was. Yes. But that was it. That was it. All right. And now we turn to...
No, you don't. Yeah. Did you do C?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, because we did it when he was. Sorry.
Yeah. That was a typo. That should have said fiscal year 16 audit.
Sorry. Thank you.
That's kind of what I said. Okay. I thought so. Okay. Now we turn to our public comment, which you're always welcome.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. So for those of you who don't know me, my name is Allie Dayton. I'm a ninth grader this year at Sussex Academy. This is my fourth year. So I feel like I have a lot of insight on what's going on. So if you guys ever have any questions, I plan to come to most of the board meetings from now on, so you can just ask me. So one issue I want to bring up to you guys, I know how excited you are to have a full freshman class. However, when I first got here in sixth grade, I was always told by all of the tour guides and by all the teachers and everybody that we would never have more than 24 kids in a class. However, right now, small classes are like 27 kids, and I have some classes that are like 32 or 34, and that's a big issue because if you want us to be IB learners and you want us to be able to create insightful thoughts and you want us to be good people and be surrounded by intelligent people and have good conversation, we can't be surrounded by that many kids. It's way too many for the teachers to teach. And I don't know that there's anything you can do about this. I just wanted to bring it to your attention. Okay. And also, I have one more thing that I'd like to bring to your attention. As you know, on June 25th, me and a couple of my friends, Abby, Marissa, and Sydney, came and made a presentation about school start times. So I appreciate all of the kind comments that I got from you guys. That was really great for us. However, I would like to know about your willingness to work on pushing the school start time back, ever. Because that's something that we'd really like to work on, and it's something that a lot of the students would really appreciate. Thank you.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
What classes do you have 33, 34
in? I have Elements of Writing is the big one, and the other ones are 28. Except for my Spanish class and my civics class, I believe we have like 25.
So Allie, as always, yes, we do appreciate your comments and your participation in the board, certainly. And yes, please continue to do that. So we always take the information and kind of as Mrs. Fees is alluding to, then we'll look into it. It is certainly something that we take seriously, and indeed, you do have the opportunity to speak and share. One thing I can share with you in terms of how classroom size, and I don't know the specific size, but in general, eventually, yes. As we look across the middle school and the high school, the desire is to have about 110 students per year. Right now, we have a high middle school, we have a low enrolled high school. So meeting the students' needs parallel to ensuring that the budget is available to support the services needed by those students, it's a fine balance. So as those higher grades start to increase in enrollment and middle school kind of comes down and everything, it'll happen over a couple years. So you might be experiencing it now or not. However, when you come to present concerns or issues, I personally am also interested in, okay, so what do you think? How do you think we could potentially address that type of concern and issue? So we welcome that as well from a student perspective.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything additional? Not public comment? Okay. So at this time, it is 5:21, and I have a motion to discuss items in executive session. Legal items in executive session. Motion?
I make a motion that we go into executive session.
Second.
To discuss legal issues.
Marty Cosgrove.
Susie Mitchell. Marty Cosgrove made the second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So moved.